to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Welcome to the second hour of the show, second hour show. Tom, I think we need to be recording, but let me take this out of my face so they can see me now. All right. We recording over there? All right. All right, so welcome to the second hour of the show. So this hour of the show, we're going to deal with business credit. Now, the book is coming out. I'm working, getting this up this week so you guys will be able to pre-order the book. The Business of Love. And in this book, I talk about how everything in your life is a business. Now, I'm working right now on two other books. I'm working on a credit book. I'm going to show you how to build up your personal credit and then turn it into business credit. But I want to give you some ideas of business credit today that can help you if you want to use your business credit. Now, let's just kind of walk through this for everybody who may not have ever owned a business or is thinking about owning a business, all right? So, first thing is, what's business credit? Business credit is a line of credit that you can use that is literally formed because you have a business. You don't have to have a brick and mortar business to have a line of business credit. You can have a website, you can have where you're selling candles, whatever you're doing, but you can start a business. Now, the key to business credit, right? This is the key to business credit. You want to. It's very important. This is a very important piece. You want to create a corporation. You either want to be an LLC or you want to be an S corp or something. And I'll explain to you why later on as we go through this this segment of the show. But remember, when you start in a business, you want to incorporate the business. It's very, very, very important when you're establishing your line of credit. Now, let's say you have a business that you want to open. Let's say you're sitting at home right now and you're like, WB, it's a business I want to open, but I don't know what I need to do. All right. First thing you need to do is get the name of your business. All right. After you get your name of your business, the second thing that you need to do is you need to try to incorporate the business. Now, you can start a business without incorporating it, but for business credit, it's always better to incorporate the business or put it as an LLC. The next thing you want to do is get an EIN number. Now, what's an EIN number? This is a number you can go online and get it right now from IRS.gov. And this number is essentially a 9-digit number like your Social Security number, right? Well, is it 9 digits in your Social Security number? Well, it's 8 or 9. Yeah, it's 9 in your Social Security. So 9 numbers in your Social Security number. This EIN number is exactly the same. All right. So the EIN number is a 9-digit number that you attach to your business. And this is what is going to help you establish business credit. Okay. Now, there are two ways to establish business credit, all right? It is a secured line of credit or an unsecured line of credit, all right? This is a lot like your personal credit when you're establishing it. You can get secured credit and unsecured credit. You can get revolving credit. With a business, you want to try to get unsecured credit first. If you've never used your EIN number. Now, let me tell you why I'm telling you this. Now, with the EIN number and you're doing the unsecured credit, what you're essentially doing is trying to build up your credit profile on the business side. Now, the quickest and easiest way to do that is you incorporate. And the reason why is because you want to separate the business credit from your personal credit. Now, when you apply for that first line of credit, and usually what I would tell people if you're trying to build up business credit, the first line of credit should be something like a gas card, like a Shell gas card or a $300 Capital One card or something like that. But you want to build it up as a corporation and not your personal social security number. But when you're getting that first secured line of credit, or excuse me, unsecured line of credit, they're going to ask you to use your social security number. This is why I'm saying the first one should be something like a gas card or a low amount credit card. Now, the reason why I'm telling you to do it that way is because you'll use it and every month you'll start paying on it. That builds up that EIN. Now, what you're essentially doing is the EIN is on the front line of the credit, but the social security number, your social security number is more of a guarantor for the business. All right. So you're building it up by doing it that way. Now, once you get this line of credit, it's a very important thing that you need to do. You want to get your business credit. And this is why it's so important to have the incorporation of the LLC. You want to get the business credit reporting on the Dun and Bradstreet Paydex score. Okay. Let me tell you why this is important. See, they're like the Equifax or Experian for your personal social security number. But this is for your business credit. But this is what's going to allow you to be able to open up multiple business credit cards and unsecured credit and secured credit through the Dun and Bradstreet Paydex Index, okay? Through their score, rather. And they score you based on 1 to 100, with 100 being the best score, all right? Now, business credit is a little bit different than personal credit, because with personal credit, if you got a $200 balance and you got to pay it once a month, you can pay it on the day of that it's due, and it doesn't affect your score. With business credit, if you pay 30 days sooner than you're supposed to pay, your credit is rated at 100. If you pay 20 days sooner, it's rated at 90. Comes on time, rated at 80. 15 days late, rated at 70. 22 days late, rated at 60. 30 days late, rated at 50. So it goes down based on the day. So with business, you always want to pay it in advance, because if you pay it in advance, that's how you rate at 100. Okay. If you can get a rating of 100 on your Shell card, on your little Capital One card, and you have that for over 3 months, then you can start applying for other cards. And because you have incorporated and you have this EIN that is showing up on the DNB, Dun & Bradstreet, you now can use the EIN number and never have to use your personal credit again. Did y'all get that? Do y'all understand that? The reason why you want to incorporate from the jump is because the first thing you do, you're going to have to use your social security number, but it's going to be as a guarantor, not as the main thing. The EIN number is going to be the main thing. Now, once you get that, now you want to make sure it's reporting over at DNB. And after 3 months, if you've been paying on time for 3 months, you'll have 100 credit rating over there. You got 100 credit rating over there. Now you can start applying for other stuff with your EIN number, and you no longer have to use your social security number. Okay. So you want to make sure you have the corporation there. Now, once you get this, right? Once you get this, the DNB. Once you get the DNB and you get that credit score up, the most important thing you can do with your business line of credit is to maintain between an 80 and a 100 score for 12 months or more on all your business lines of credit. Once you do that, you can open up for commercial lending and everything else. Now you can start asking for $250,000, $300,000 lines of credit, because they've seen that you've kept your business credit paid on time, paid in full, hitting the marks. Now it's opened up. Now you ain't never got to use your own personal anything anymore. Everything can be used directly through your business line. Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to set up with one of these companies right now who specialize in doing this, so you don't even have to do it. where you can sign up. They'll walk you through, get all your information, and do it for you. I'm trying to work that out right now for you guys so that you guys will have that in your arsenal. Now, we come back. I'm going to tell you a trick about personal credit that most people don't know that's going to blow your mind. You listen to WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of things real quick with personal and business that'll help you real quick. So part of the reason that you want to incorporate, right, is because it splits the EIN from your Social Security number. Once you build up that credit, now you can use that credit to buy commercial property. You can use that credit to buy a house. Let me show you how you can use the credit to buy a house. You can use the credit to buy a house as long as you have a business in the house. So if you build up your business credit, you can go and finance a home that you're going to live in as long as part of the home is a business for you. So if you create a business office, a business setting in your basement or in your spare room or something like that, the house can be considered a business. This is how you see people when they have their cars wrapped with their company name and stuff like that on there. Those are all tax write-offs, but if they've done their business the right way, they also could be making the purchases of those automobiles and other things through the EIN number and not their personal credit. So this is why you want to split them up, because essentially an EIN is nothing but a business Social Security number. That's what it is. And this is what you see rich folks do all the time. Now, I'm going to show you something else. Let me even get a little bit more in depth with this on how you can make money, and you don't even realize how you can make money. If you own your home outright, or you've used your business line to create enough business credit to purchase a home, you can put your house in a trust. If you put your house in a trust, you don't pay taxes on it. You don't even pay taxes on it if you put it in a trust. This is what rich people do. They put their houses in trust so that the taxes every year is not being hit. Now, eventually, you will have to pay taxes on the house, but it's according to how the house is handled. As is it gifted? Is it, you know, when you pass, do you gift it to your child? Is it inherited? All this other stuff. See, this is why when you hear them arguing about the luxury tax for gifts and for inheritance, this is what they're fighting about, because rich folks put all their stuff in a trust so they don't have to pay taxes on it. How many of y'all knew about that? Come on now, I know y'all heard about this. This is how you avoid the taxation of the house, all right? So you can put it in a trust to get around it. Now, let me show you something on your personal credit, right? If you're trying to repair your personal credit, listen to what I'm going to tell you. This is very important. Now, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write 50 pages. I'm going to give you a guide, just like the business of love. The business of love is nothing but 65 pages. I don't believe in writing fluff in books. I want to give you the bare facts, what you need to do, what the solution is. Go for it. Give you the directions on how to do it. I'm going to do the same thing with the credit. I'm going to give you 5 steps to get your credit up 200 points in 60 days or less. All right. Now, one of the things that I'm going to put in this book is this. I'm going to give you this for free. I'm giving you some of the game for free right now. All right. when you have a debt collection on your credit, should you pay that debt collection? Let's say you get your income tax, you owe $1,000 on an old medical bill or an old credit card. Should you pay that $1,000 and just get rid of it? You should never, ever, ever pay off a collection. If you got a collection on your credit that's over 36 months on there or over 2 years on there, don't ever pay it off. You know why you don't never pay it off? Because once it gets to 2 years of being on your credit report, it don't really hurt your credit report. You know that, right? What hurts it is if you pay it, now it becomes a brand new trade line again because you've paid it. So if because every time you pay, they have to report you pay. So it becomes a new trade line. And so it becomes like it's brand new and then it hurts your credit again. Now, how you pay it and get it off your credit is simply doing this. You contact them. You tell them you want to pay, but you want something in writing saying that they're going to remove it off your credit report. That way, it's paid and it's not a new inquiry. Thus, it's not hurting your credit at all. See, it's little tricks like that. Little tricks like that that helps you get your credit up. Helps you get your credit up. Because if some negative has been on your report for 3-4 years, that's not hurting your credit report anymore. That's not hurting it anymore. So what you want to do is let it sit there until you can get them to delete it off the credit report once you pay for it. Once you get that written agreement from them saying we're going to take it off your credit report if you pay X amount of dollars, then you pay it. You don't just, well, I got this money. Let me pay. No, no, no. All right, some people are asking questions now. Let's see. Ariane, Warren, how do you get dismissed bankruptcy removed from your credit? You got to challenge it. You got to challenge it. You got to challenge. You got to keep challenging it. You challenge it every 3 months. It may take you a year and a half, but it'll come off eventually. Eventually. See, with the bankruptcies, the bankruptcies are like a public lien or a child support thing. It's public, so it's a little harder, but what they did was they agreed to remove these public things like liens and everything else because they're inaccurate in their reporting. And because they're inaccurate in their reporting, they're hurting people's credit. So all three major credit bureaus agreed to remove this stuff. So you just got to keep challenging. You got to challenge. If you keep challenging it, you'll be all right. T. Wilson just said, someone purchased his college bill from a school that closed in the past. He's thinking about taking his full 03B to pay it out. Is that wise? It's all according to you. I'm up against a break. When we come back, let's kind of walk through this because it's really according to what you owe with the rest of your monthly bills. Like you got a mortgage, you got a car, you got other things. Just, you know, is it beneficial for you to do it? Because see, what I would do, well, I'll tell you what I would do. When we come out of the break, because I think it's a way that you can do this without even having to touch your 403B, to be honest with you. So when we come back, I'll tell you what I would try to do first before I did that. All right. All right. 919-410-7735. You're listening to the WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. To do the second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So somebody's asking about paying off their old loan, student loan with their 403B. Now, the first thing I would ask is, how much debt do you have for the student loan? That would be the first thing. And the second thing I would ask is, I would contact them and say, look, I need proof that you got proof that I owe this loan. Do you have the original signed documents? Because if they don't have the original signed documents, it ain't no proof that you even got that loan. Now, if you don't want to go through all that, then whatever they say they owe, because you got to understand something. Whenever somebody buys a debt, they're buying it for pennies on the dollar, which means if you owe $10,000, they probably bought that loan for $2,500. So let's say it is $10,000 you owe. I would call them up and say, look, I'll give you $3,500 to settle this, and you remove it off my credit report. And then I would tell them I need 6 months to pay it. And work it out with them like that without you having to touch your 403B. So, I mean, this is the kind of things that I would do. Now, somebody asked a question on Twitter. This is a good question. He said, look, if you make your personal home with your business credit, wouldn't you lose your home if your business is held liable for something? It can be sued. Yeah. It can be taken away. Yeah. But your home could be done the same way if you're credit, something with credit. And it's really no difference. As long as you don't have a suit, they can't take it. But yeah, if you do something, if the business is liable for something, absolutely. They can want to liquidate the house. They can say, hey, you got to sell the house to cover the costs. So it's just, you know, understanding that this is like using, even though it's business credit, it's just like using your social security number, okay? And if you use your social security number and you owe a debt and you own something, somebody can come after that because you own it. Because you own it. So, you literally want to think about your business credit. In this sense, right? You want to think about it in a sense as a second social security number. You can make moves with it. You can do things with it. But you also want to pay and make sure it's straight. Just like your regular social security number is that you use every day. All right? Now, Let me show you another reason why you want to do the business line of credits and you do stuff like this with the business line of credit. Now, have you all seen all these shows where people are flipping houses and fixer upper and all this other stuff? So think about, how do they get capital to do all this stuff? Now, if you apply for one of these rehab loans and it's not through a bank, because you can get money from hedge funds, equity lines, all kind of places. They use your business. You can use your personal credit too. Now, you can do it if you got good credit. You can do it in your personal credit too. But most people try to do it with their business line of credit who are in the process of flipping houses and stuff. They don't use their personal credit. They use their business lines of credit. Now, let me tell you why they use their business lines of credit. Because let's say it's a home that's for sale for $80,000. And the average house over there is selling for $220,000. It needs about $30,000 or $40,000 worth of rehab work. Okay. What they will do is this. You give them a rehab budget and the cost of the home. And usually when you go in and do that, you put it at $20,000 over. So if you think it's going to be $120,000 to buy and rehab it, you tell them you need $140,000 just in case something pops up. All right. They give you $140,000 cash. You got to pay the money back in 90 days. And it has an interest rate of about 30% on it. This is how they're getting the capital to do this, all right? But at the same time, it's going on their business credit report as a loan that's being paid in full on time. So it's strengthening their business credit. So they can go, if they find a house, let's say they find a house that's worth $250,000 and the average house is over there sell for $600,000. It's going to take another $100,000 to rehab the house. They can go get $350,000 of hard cash to go buy and rehab that house. And then 60 or 90 days later, they paid the loan off completely because they sold the house. So this is how they're doing the flipping of the houses and all this other stuff without having no money. Because if you can build up your business credit, you can go to the private lenders. And if you got good credit, the private lenders will do the same thing with you. You know, they just want to know the equity in the house, what's the value of the equity in the house, how much it's going to cost to be rehabbed, and how much is the price of the house. So this is what they do. See, they make their money because you're guaranteeing them a 30% return on what they loan you. That's how they make their money. And see, the reason why they will lend you the money is because you got the line of credit and it's tied into the equity of a hard asset, of a home or a business. This is why you want to build your business credit up. This is why your favorite president filed bankruptcy all the time and it never affected him personally. Because everything was on the business line of credit. It was never on his personal line of credit. This, even with the loans that he got for his hotels and everything else, all that loan money is on his business line of credit, not on that personal line of credit. Okay? So you really have to look at it like it's another Social Security number for you that you can use to establish and build credit with. So you want to look at it in that sense, and you want to think about it in that sense, because this is what people do every single day. You'd be like, man, how are they doing this? How are they affording to buy a $500,000 house and rehab it like that? How did they learn how to do that? This is how they learned how to do it. They use their business line of credit or personal credit, because you can do this with your personal credit. If you have a high enough score, you can use hard money from private lenders. They'll give you the cash. They'll tie the equity in the home into the loan. And then they'll give you 90 days or, you know, they'll tell you how many days do you need to rehab and sell a house? You know, they'll give you up to a year. It's just up to you how quickly you want to try to pay this money back, pay the loan back, everything else. Now, like I said, I'm a write this book. I'm working on it right now. As the Business of Love comes out for pre-sale and y'all buying that, I'll be finishing up the credit book and I'm going to make it real short and sweet, 50 pages or less, where it's just 5 steps to get your credit up 200 points. If you do these 5 things, your credit score will jump up. And once it jumps up, it puts you in a position to do everything you want to do. Everything you want to do. See, the whole thing is, as long as you got credit, you will get somebody that will lend you what you need to do what you're trying to do. And really, credit, if you can get your score over 700, you cooking with gas. But if you can get to that 680, the 680 to 700 mark, most lenders will work with you. As long as your debt to income ratio is right, they will work with you on what you're trying to do. And see, you can have horrible credit and do a business line of credit and build it up, because you go get the LLC, the EIN number, you're the guarantor, but you get something small like $100 Shell card or, you know, a Capital One business card for $200 or $300. You just want it reporting at Dune and Bradstreet. You want it reporting at D&B, because that's how you build up that line of credit. You want it reporting over there. All right, when we come back, we're going to finish up the show. Listen to WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who's watching the show, everybody who's listening to the show. Somebody just asked a very good question on the YouTube page. They said, can you put property you already own in a trust, or is it required to be done at the signing? You can put anything you own in a trust anytime you want to. So if you own a house now, yes, you can put it in a trust. And the great thing about putting it in a trust, like I said, is you get the tax write-offs, you get the tax protections. And if you gift it, not inherit, but if you gift it to your child or your loved one, then the tax hit isn't what it would be if you were just leaving it as an inheritance and everything else. So it's a lot of little different things, a lot of different little ways to get around the tax hits and the tax purposes. But most people have no clue about them. Most people have no clue about them. And when you start telling them about it, they'd be like, man, what? You can do that? I didn't know. Look, let me give y'all something right now, right? And if you've listened to this show, I've talked about this before in the past, right? So whenever you start a business, I don't care what business it is, right? You can write off almost $500,000 for each business that you open up as far as startup costs. Now, let me tell you the part about this that most people don't realize on a tax purpose thing. You don't have to write it all off at once. You got 5 to 10 years based on the business where you can spread that money over a 5 or 10 year period. So let's say you got a business, you started it up. Cost you $50,000 to start it up, $50,000 in equipment, you can write all that off. That's $100,000. Let's say you fall into the category where you can write it off over a five-year period, right? So for the next 5 years before you even start your taxes, you get $20,000 of a write-off for the next 5 years. So even if you're making money, you got a deduction of $20,000 that offsets whatever money amount you're saying you're making. Now, let me give you the perfect example of this. Your favorite president. That's right. They love me. Dun, dun. I was telling Melania just the other day, believe me, bigly believe me, Melania. Don't worry. They'll never look at my taxes. I'll never show them. Believe me. Bigly believe me. Your favorite president. Why do you think he got all these shell companies? You know, Donald Trump got about 35 or 45 companies. Each one of them got $500,000 write-off. Each one of them, he's spreading out over 5 years. $20,000 a pop. This is how you do so you don't have to owe any money when you're starting your business and you're making money. Most people don't know this. Most people don't have a clue about this. None whatsoever. And see, that's the thing. If you, it's a lot of little ways that you can create a business and not go broke creating a business. A lot of ways. It's just, we're not taught those things. And like I said, the only reason I know is because I went to school. Yes, John Chambers, you can do that as doing business as. You can do it as a DBA. You can do it. You can do it as all that. Long as it's a business with an EIN number that's filing taxes, you can do it. You even can take appreciation in all your stuff. You even can appreciate your stuff as you're writing it off, which helps on your tax responsibility. But see, if you don't know these things and nobody's never sit down and taught them to you, you know, and most people, when they go get their taxes done, they're not going to a CPA. They're going to Liberty Tax or what's the other tax place they're about to go to? I forget the name of the other tax place. They go to them places. They don't sit down with a CPA who knows this stuff, who knows how to, you know, TurboTax and all these other places, right? H&R Block, right? Thank y'all. The average person goes there, and the person in there who's doing your taxes, they learned the basics of doing taxes. They literally, they know the basics of filling out the form. But it's a lot of little things that will give you tax breaks that you don't even know that you have the opportunity to use that we don't use. Now, even when it comes to this, right? This is why I'm telling y'all, you got to look at everything as a business. What LeBron James is doing with this school, it's a business decision. It's a business move. As long as we are caught up in division in this country, whether we divide because of race, religion, social standing, education, non-education, professional versus skill, whatever we're dividing about, as long as we're dividing, we don't understand the business. You have to look at everything from a business point of view, because the division doesn't do nothing for your business. It doesn't. Us being divided don't make nobody's life better. Don't make nobody make no more money. It don't give you more opportunity or less opportunity. We have to understand that it ain't about the division. It's about the business. And look, this is the thing about business that you must realize. Every business is not going to be successful, but you have to keep trying. If you do not keep trying, you will never have a breakthrough. I'm going to leave y'all with this. The Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are doing something very interesting right now. They're not spending any money on these Republican congressional seats. And the Republicans are trying to figure out why they're not spending money. You know what the Koch brothers said to the Republicans? Why would we give you our money when y'all doing everything different than what we want y'all to do? So the Koch brothers is basically saying, either you're going to follow our agenda, or we're not going to vote for you or put our money with you. That's good business. Man, who been telling y'all that for a couple of months now? I swear I heard somebody say the same thing to people. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. I will talk to you guys mañana. You've been listening to the WB.